Okay, we're on page Resh Chav Gimel, finishing up Perek Chav. It was a difficult Perek to do, of realizing where you should be focusing your Ratzon and areas where you should not be focusing your Ratzon. And I guess the Tzaddik was expecting a lot of resistance. And therefore he begins as follows. We have to stress a certain point. Haderech Shanu Medabrim Ba'akeis, the path that we're discussing now at this time, ain't a shovel chol nefesh. It's not necessarily appropriate for everybody. Lo'olam ain't derech sheshavel chol yachid yachid. There's always, there's always certain paths. There's no path that is equal for everybody. Hatzada shavah shebuchol yehudi yehudi. What is equal to all Jews is shechol echad ve'echad mechuyev l'chapes esboro v'limtzoso. Every Jew is obliged to search out his Creator and to find him. Uli skarvilav, to get close to him. Uli dabikbo, again, to attach yourself to him. Blasas lo nachas ruach, and to give him pleasure. Avol hadvarim va'etzes, ketzel lagil kach ramehim. But the pathways and the ideas, how to get close to him, there's many of them. Geshem shepartzufeim shonim, just like their faces are different, kein deoseim shonos, so too are their ideas different. Vaino adas apnimis, and that means the inner intelligence. Kmoshnika Rambam v'hilchas midos, ha'adam hilchas deus. Just like the Rambam calls the halachas of midos, of character development, he calls it hilchas deos. Why? Ki midos kol adam mishtanos l'fi ha'ofi apnimish al nefesh, because the character of people change according to the inner character of a person. So that's what deos means, that's what das. And Gemara says, that they're partzufeim, their faces are different, and so is their deoseihem difference. So what does it mean? Kach deosim. So their intellect is different. So that's what I'm saying. The inner das, which really is the mitos of the person, as the Rambam calls, mitos deos. So everyone has a different character, a different way to get to Hashem. So not every piece of advice that the tzaddik is giving in this book is going to work for everybody. So similarly, the words we've discussed in this chapter are in this rule. Lo shaderech en amitis. Not that this is not a true path that I'm giving you. He bevadai amitis. This is certainly a true path. Aval he derech shetzricha harbe hisbaininus v'harbe koyach savlonus v'koyach sichli lichos en dvarim. But this is a path that needs a lot of reflection, a lot of patience, a lot of intellect to live with these words. And Misha Sichlo Chalash Vyoser, someone whose intellect is very weak, Velibo Pol Yoser, and his heart works harder, Tzarech Terech HaMecheres, you need another path. So if you can't believe that if I wouldn't run after the bus, you still would have caught the bus. If you can't believe it, then this path isn't for you. That's all. Your path, that's this path. If you don't believe it, so this path ain't gonna make it for you. Adam shesich lo chazuk ubar, someone whose intellect is strong and clear, v'kvar yatziv oras Hashem, and he's standing up in his service to Hashem. Klomer tagburas hanu urim shibo, the power of his youth, shein hachukas hachazuk shal leiv v'nekudas hispartzus, which are the yearnings, the strong yearnings of the heart, in the point where they burst forth. And if we say kvar nichlus, they've quieted down. In other words, Hashmarim Shaku, the sediment has settled. In other words, that's the Jewish way of describing you've sowed your wild oats. Okay, in other words, you're not so, you don't have to change the whole world already. You don't have to get so excited about things. Umocha Omed Ragul Isponen, and you've come to the point where you are mentally mature, and your mind is quieted down, that it can reflect. Adam Kazay Yachal Idruch Bezerech Hazeh. Somebody like that can go on this path. Imlo, if not, then this is a test of a way to use that's beyond your abilities. So don't do it. I'm saying this because I don't want any destruction to come out of our words. So I don't want a person to try out ways that are not appropriate to his level. Therefore, I'm giving a notice. Notice, warning. Call it from Shadow Madabri, everything we're talking about, you don't have to use every pathway we're talking about.
Now
a person, each and every individual, has to check out his soul. Are these words that we're talking about truly suitable for his soul, or they're not suitable? Next page. We look at the other hand. Afshal alecha ligmor, mlach ligmor. Even though you don't have to finish the work, but together with this, we know ki iato rasheli batelman. You cannot, you know, take a break from this, and you can't say I'm not going to do the work. Sometimes a person wants to run away from this. Therefore, he says that it's not applicable to me. That's a very fine line to test. Are you being lazy, or is it just not your path? So sometimes you have to know. Something's just not genuinely your path. But you know, you can say, this is not my path. This is not, none of them are my path. Well, you're going to have too many things that are not your path, then you know that you're being lazy. Person should always pray to the Creator, and he should ask from him that anything that he hears, he has to think about, is this a path that's good for me to use or not? And if he prays Hashem, and he tries the ones that he thinks works, then he'll be successful in that way. Okay, we move now on to the last two chapters, which are very meaty, and I don't think too controversial, and will give us some very, especially in the last chapter, some very good methods of how to deal with some of these rut signs that we're dealing with. But first, in Perek Aleph, he has to give you it's sort of an introduction of some concepts that will lead you to the actual avoda that he's going to be giving you in Reish Lam in the last perek. So this is very, very good finish, as they say. The concept is called Kinyan HaRatzon Al Yidei Machshava Dibur Maisa, acquiring that Ratzon through the three main aspects of a person, which is thought, speech, and action, which are called in the subcategory Gimel Levusha HaNefesh, the three garments of the soul. Kvi Shekvar Be'arnu, as we've already explained, Koach HaRatzon Sheba'adam Kamo Kola Koiches, the power of Ratzon, the strength of Ratzon in a person, of the desire, just like any other strength within a person. The inner aspect of Ratzon is to be used for one aspect, to want, the power of wanting. The power of wanting should be used to serve Hashem. But the garment, the external part of it, is the desire for other things. And the service of a person is to get away from the outer wantings and to enter into the inner wantings of Hashem. To yearn more for Hashem than anything else in your life. So that's what we talked about. The Perek HaKodem, in the previous chapter, we explained one of those ways. We try to give you a way that the recognition, person should recognize that his wantings isn't going to help him anything. When a person believes and clearly understands that his yearning isn't what establishes what happens, but only Hashem himself determines that, therefore the power of Ratzon gets weaker. Right? So that was one method that I'm trying to show you. And this is through really the avenue of machshava, of thought, to really think it through, that this Ratzon just doesn't make a difference. These Ratzons from it, the superficial Ratzonos, doesn't really make a difference. Vine. It's a very fundamental principle that's going to go well beyond what we're trying to accomplish here in the Sefer, and it can be its own book, what he's talking about now. This there's a general rule in serving Hashem. Since a person is a combination of thoughts, speech, and action, that's the totality of who you are. Those are three garments of the soul. Mamela kol nakuda nakuda sharam reitza liknos behachach shemasa kinyam murkav mishloshtam. So any point that a person wishes to acquire in spiritual development must go through all three of these areas. The acquisition of this new spiritual level has to be the embodiment of the application of these three aspects of thought, speech, and action. There are certain aspects that's primarily a thought kind of a thing. And the speech and the thought are less important, less primary. There are certain things that speech is primary in acquiring this new level. And the thought and the speech is different, and etc., etc. In other words, of the three, some one can be more primary than the other ones. And how you're going to acquire the spiritual next step will change from person to person and from topic to topic. Sometimes you're going to use thought more within the same person. They use thought more, some may use speech more, some may use action more. You need all three, but what's going to be the primary one? But there's one central point. If you ever want to get a true spiritual acquisition, you have to use as a three-pronged approach. Okay, let's come to this point we're dealing with. Recognizing that your yearnings isn't going to establish anything. Really is most appropriate for the section of the mind. That recognition is a intellectual recognition. Now, although at the end they have to reach the heart, that you feel that, but fundamentally, it's a concept of thought, it's a concept of recognition. You have to come to really, really recognize it really clearly. And then we try to then develop it into the heart. To feel it. Next page. Reish Chavav. Almanasha Advarim Yu Gam Bilavushim Shaladibra Maisa. So now, in order for this aspect to reach the other garments of speech and action, Yesh Laharchivam is a concept of expansion. You have to expand what the first Levush has. You have to expand the Machshava into other areas. Avur halavusha ladibur, to get it to the garment, to pass it on to the garment of speech. Adam tzarech ledaber es etzem hadvarim shenefesh makir. You got to speak out the things that the nefesh, that the intellect really recognizes. Ukvish kvar harachnu levar zos b'fanishon. Since I've already gone into great detail to explain it in so many ways, shkol nekuda nekuda shalom writes a liknus b'etzem, that any point that a person wishes to acquire, tzarech shis b'inus asechel teret al peh, that the reflection of the intellect has to go to the mouth, to the power of speech, and then it goes to the world of action. That's the way it's supposed to play it out. So now, Zoe Klal Yisori, this is a fundamental point. She called Dover Tzorach Lo Ridu L'Dibur L'Maisa. Everything that you understand has to go down to the levels of speech and to the levels of actions. Come on, she comes from Ramban, like Ramban has told us. You have to grab a hold of every arousal through the point of action. And that becomes the vessel to contain that excitement in the mind. Climber gives a nice parable. Thought is the light. You think about something and you see the light. But that's just light. The speech and the action, those are the utensils that receive the light of the thought. If there's just thoughts, then that's just an aspect of a palace that's flying in the sky. It's not rooted in anything. Yeshur says lights. It's a flash of light. But they don't get absorbed and retained into the soul of a person. It's like a flashing light. The flashing light just goes right through. But you haven't gotten a hold of that light. You haven't grabbed that light. You haven't. It's like taking the light and putting it in a flashlight. Somehow catching that light and retaining that light, and now you've got that light like solar energy or something. You know, the solar energy. The sun is giving off rays. It's giving off power, but you need the right panels and the right things to retain that energy, so now I could use it whenever I need to use it. Right. So that's what he's talking about. The machshava is a great light, but it's got to be caught and grabbed onto and held onto, and there's a way to shine that light throughout particular situations in your life. So now, Ritzon, that's why it's so important to use those other two tools of speech and action. Ritzon asav shel adam ramim. A person has many, many desires. Pamem nikraim b'lashon ratzon. Sometimes it's called an expression of ratzon, of wanting. Pam b'lashon mida. Sometimes it's called a mida, character trait. But it doesn't matter. It manifests in different ways. But sherashim hu ratzon. But the bottom line is, it's called ratzon. Vehislab shusam hi mida. And the way they're enclosed is in a mida, is in a character trait. Klamer adam ohev dover. In other words, person loves something, memela who writes so. So then he wants it. But if you didn't love it, you wouldn't want it. So that ratzon has things that precede it too. Now he's going to say a fantastic idea that we're not going to be able to understand at all till the end of next chapter. You'll see what the sense will be in the end of next chapter. But right now, you're not going to get it. It's one of these great Kutzker vorts. Yesh, the memory of Duba Shema Kutzker. There's a famous statement said by the Kutzker Rebbe. Shala Adam Asr Lishbar Esmi Dais of Aros. It's a person is forbidden, always is forbidden to break a bad character trait. It's forbidden to break it. Why? Shema de Ashviri Kabul Stein. Because perhaps when you break it, you'll now have two of them. If you have something, you break it, you have two of them. Right, if you're going to break a bad mida, it can sometimes double backfire on you to twice as bad. Okay, ad achshav hoysel rak mida achas rov achshav hiyaf lo shtaim. Until now you had one bad mida, now you're going to have two. In other words, we'll see. In other words, a frontal attack on midas rov can be disastrous. You can fail in the frontal attack and then develop another bad mida. I'm going to really break my mida of anger. I'm going to go right after him. I'll throw everything at it. And guess what happens? You lose, and then you cultivate the mida of depression. And not only are you a hot-tempered person, now you're also depressed. Now you got two bad midas rolls. Right? Or the mida of anger will manifest itself in a more ugly way, whatever. Use the wrong tools to fight a battle. You're going to have more problems than when you started off with. So we're going to see, although everyone thinks, oh, you're supposed to break them. So the Kutzker says not to break it, so we'll just leave it. No, there's other methods. And you'll see what he's talking about. But it's the indirect method as opposed to the direct method. Direct method isn't the healthiest way. Now, it depends on the personality. If you are very strong-willed, then you can. But most people aren't. Most people are very weak and get depressed quickly, and they don't have confidence in themselves, etc., etc. And you try, I'm going to go on a diet. That's the same principle as diets make you fat. Right? A diet makes you fat. If you go on a frontal attack, you stay on the diet for 6 hours, and then you give in to the next cream puff. And since you want to diet for 6 hours, eat 9 cream puffs, and you walk out 2 pounds fatter than when you started the diet. Right? That we know. So it's not a question. So how do you lose weight? Not with a frontal attack. Because if you're strong-minded, when you make up your mind, you do what you do, then fine. But that's such a minor percentage. So few people can do frontal attacks successfully. So you got to find a way to get around it. Now, how are you going to get around it? So he's going to talk about this, especially in the next chapter. But that's an important rule. And that's why a lot of us are suffering, because we keep thinking we're going to accomplish this. And we're using the wrong methodologies to succeed. So what happens is, after every time you fail in breaking a mitzvah, you get twice as many enemies to deal with. So that's what we got to think about. So nisponen ksas b'amkus advarim. Let's think a little bit in the depths of what the Rebbe is teaching us here. So let's, with God's help, let's take a look at and try to understand this concept of doing. How we're able to, how this shapes up of nullifying the inner desire through action. And the ways to enter the inner wantings. Our desire is to do your rotzim. It's got to find an expression in what we do, and how this is the utensil and the vehicle to accomplish this. So now we're going to go on to some concepts. Yedia ena mevia ba'akar lasia. Knowing something doesn't necessarily bring to a recognition in the doing. Kvish biyarni. We've already explained. Shrich alios la'adam ha'akar sh'rotzim la'ozer. We've explained that a person has to recognize that his yearning is not going to help. So what's the first thing a person has to recognize with this concept? A person is a combination within himself of two different types of wantings. Ratzon panimi, there's the inner wanting. That our real wanting is to do what you want. That's deep, deep inside our neshama. We really want to do what Hashem wants us to do. But the external, cheap, superficial wanting. All the other wantings that you recognize. And this second recognition. And the second hakara that you have to have, the second thing you got to recognize, is that when I want these superficial things, those wantings, either way, I don't really have control over them. And the fulfillment of them is not really dependent on me. We've spent a long time discussing it in the last chapter. So a person has to recognize these two things. You have inner wantings and outer wantings, and those outer wantings, it's not going to really make much of a difference. Hashem has decided if you're going to get all those things that you want or not. You got to know that well. Once the soul comes to terms and understands that you have this reality, so now with the power of reflection and speech, now we've got to, it's obligatory, and the person that his service brings this all down to the realm of action. But now a person now stands in front of a difficult task. Even though a guy can recognize intellectually that I have two different wantings, an inner and an outer wanting. And if he also recognizes that that outer wanting is a wanting that will never be fulfilled by your actions, but rather, and not by what you want. It's not dependent on that. But recognition is recognition, and behavior is behavior. In other words, two separate worlds. Kulam Yodi, everybody knows this. Shigam Kasher Behakara Sikhla Adam Yodeh Dover. Everyone knows that even if a person recognizes something in his intellect, Ubor Lo Dover, it's clear to them. Bekocho Shomania Salev Lahapech as a Dover Behagil Omasia. But the power of the stubbornness of the heart can turn things around that it never reaches the world of action. The world of action all of a sudden is a different world. I clearly know this, but then again I do that. Right? I know that. I know it's not good to yell and scream at my kids and yell and scream at your kids. Right? You know that. You know it's not good. You know it clearly. You do it anyway. Right? So what's going on? That heart's just not, the feelings just won't let the intellect get through. Udugma, for example. Bishoshukois, a person is angry. Gavim yaskiru b'fanos v'ra chazal. Even we stop the guy, we tell the guy. Chazal say, Gemara says, anger only achieved for a person, anger. That's all it achieves. What do you gain by being angry? You're angry. That's the only result you get. You think you get anything positive out of anger? Nothing positive comes out of anger. I'll yell at them, I'll scream at them, I'll be angry, and they're gonna listen to me. All you're gonna get at the end is a bunch of anger. Hostility, upsetness, bad mood. That's all you get from anger. That's all you get. You're not gonna gain anything by being angry. It doesn't get you ahead of the game. You yell at your kids, you get angry at your kids, they get scared of you. At the end of the day, you're trying to raise them to be good kids. You haven't raised them any better to be a good kid. If anything, you've taught them lots of bad mitos. That's all you taught them. If you ask Birlo Batuv Tam, you sit down, you explain to them clearly, you know, Dalacha Shemekasa Talotavriach Klum, you're not going to gain anything by being angry. You can throw a million chazals. You say, you know, anyone who is angry, they lose their brains. They lose their chachma. And you point out Moshe Rabbeinu got angry and therefore he sinned and didn't get to go to Eretz Yisrael. You point out all these chazal that anger just doesn't help. So what happens? Hakas hazeh lo yashpia alaf echad. Kas, anger, never really influences anybody to do anything. Vein sikui shemishu yischashe b'klal. And there's no hope anybody's going to take you seriously when you get angry. So that's what you tell the person. You say, come on, stop the anger, stop it already. Tguvas, and he said, yeah, I know. But what's his reaction? I understand everything you say, but my soul is still angry. That's all. Too bad. Klomer, meaning to say, Yidias advarim lo behechrech molida hanhoga masi shanefesh lo tichas. The intellectual awareness is not going to necessarily develop into a conduct of action that the soul will not get angry. Even though it is clear to the person that he will gain nothing from his anger, and he knows it's clear that the anger is not good for his health, and it's clear to him many, many other deficiencies and many other good qualities that will be missing from a person because of his anger. With all the recognition and all the clarity, the soul will still do the opposite. We'll give another analogy. A person's in the middle of the ocean. And he sees that he's going to drown. He's drowning. He sees a beam that's in front of him, but not the kind that's floating. But it's a beam. It's in the water. It's being tossed in the water like he is. So instinctively, he's going to try to grab onto that beam. And he knows that beam isn't really connected to anything. It's not going to save him. And grabbing onto it will only hasten his drowning. Next page. But still, that is the nature of a person. By the nature of a person, there are times when a person will do something that the intellect says to the opposite, but you do what's nonsensical. That's the way it is. That is true also with the wantings of people. Bishalav. Harishon shalom. On the first level of a person, he first has to realize that your wantings isn't worth anything. She came by even TV Adam Sovah Sharatsun Kane Yachalis Malazos, because naturally though, a person does think that what I want will help me achieve. But once you come to this recognition, Kimat Vadesh Advarmloya Filibof and Gomer al Nevesh, I'm almost certain that isn't going to help to change you. So now you need the next step to act in the realm of speech and action. B'dibor, what do we mean by speech? The intention is, as we've said in the past, he has to speak out that which he knows. And with action, the explanation is the thing that he recognizes to be true. And as well he knows that in spite of that his body does the opposite. Fumanas lavi is kochos aguf shakiru as osa karasha nefesh papnias makiru sichlomakir. So he tries to bring the body in line to what the intellect recognizes. He's trying to make the body behave in a way that it's not used to behaving. So we'll see how we're going to do this. Havoda, okay, next part. Havoda ba'olam ha'maisa b'inin ha'koris afsius ha'ritzam. So the service in the realm of action is regarding the recognition of the worthlessness of desire. So now, mahalach advar mu'berach kach. This is how things will flow now. V'chol adam yeshem ritzonas chaloshim ritzonas chazakim. It's a very important point he lays down now. Everybody has certain wantings that are strong and certain wantings that are weak. And you have to now make a list. Maim ha-ratzonas ha-chaloshim umaim ha-chalosh, probably chazakim, probably a typo, right? What are the desires that are weak, and what are the desires that are strong? Dabar ha-mishtana min nefesh l'nefesh. This answers change from person to person. V'akom parim etzel kol echad yeshvarm shu roitzei se-moed, yeshvarm shu roitzei v'lo kol kach. There's certain things you want a lot, certain things you don't want a lot. The dogma, for example. Yesh adam shemidas ha-kavod esel bo'aris mod. Let's say a person's want for kavod is big. He really wants kavod. V'amanas liknas ha-kavod u'muchan l'ashkiya yom avlal. And he's willing to invest all his time, day and night, for kavod. L'maso yesh adam acher sh'raitza kavod. There's another person who wants kavod. Afal ad gvumus, but only to a certain point. He's only willing to work so hard for kavod. Ha'atzos etzel goveres al tavas ha'kavod. His laziness is stronger than his desire for kavod. Right? That's also a bad mita, laziness. Now, which one's stronger? Well, if kavod means I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to accomplish something, I'm not going to want the kavod. So let somebody else have the kavod. It becomes clear to the person that in order to get covered, he has to work hard, he'd rather rest. So I brought them, Rabbi, the details are a lot. But it's one main point. Everybody has wantings. And the desire of wantings, you have to depend a lot on the mix of the fundamental essence that makes up the person of the four primary elements, the earth, wind, fire, water. So now, that's what we're going to have to think about. So now we're trying to work on this idea that to know that your wantings isn't going to make a difference. So now, lasia, before in order to get it to happen, so the best and most fundamental way is to go through a pattern of step by step by step. So what do we mean over here? So he says the following. Adam maschil lavod es osam ritzono shiyodeh shepenkach upenkach ena takifim etzo. Person should begin to work on the wantings that he realizes that they're not that strong by him. Umemela milchama shiyotze likrasa milchama harba yeser kala. Milchama madragasis. So the war he'll have to wage when he fights will be an easier war. It'll be a graded type of war that you're going to have. Okay, nitein dugmav. Let's give an example. Adam medaber meshech hayom harbe. A person speaks a lot. A lot of people have a ruts in the talk. Blah, 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 blah. Right? Which women have 9/10 of the parts of speech. Gemara says that. That's the way it is. They talk a lot more than men. So, but this is not non-gender, though. There are people who, everybody speaks more than they should. So a person, let's say his problem is he talks a lot, just talking. See, there's a big problem with talking. There is this, that's why a lot of these get-togethers, you have to know, some get-togethers are good, some get-togethers aren't so good. But, you know, people get together and they have to maintain the small talk. So sometimes in the effort to maintain small talk, you say all kinds of things you shouldn't be saying. And somehow Lashon Hara creeps in, and I know it's Dvarim, and people feeling bad. It's all because they're trying to make small talk. Right? Maybe you can tell the guys, somebody must be practicing Delaney or something. Tell him maybe he could practice a little softer. Okay. So you know, so people like to talk, and that's a rutzin. It's a rutzin. You know, some people you meet, they can't stop talking. You know, you go over to people at a wedding or a thing, and certain people, like, I know, I try to avoid certain people. Because you, once he collars you, she collars you, you can't get out of it. You know, you have to say, I gotta go. But. You know, I sometimes see my wife's on the phone sometimes, and I know she wants to get off. I say, dear, we have to go. Just tell him. So she'll say, okay, I really gotta go. And then another minute goes, yeah, my husband's waiting for me outside. He's hung up. So I said, just hang up the phone. You can't get off. These people, they don't get the message. And they just, it's unbelievable. I don't know. I can't figure it out, but there are people who really love talking. For me, I don't really love to talk so much. I don't. If it's not Torah, I don't really have much to say. But there are people who just talk and talk and talk. Now that's not a good rutzin, to want to talk so much. That is not a good rutzin. And certainly, like, what do you accomplish from that talking? Right? How much of the rutzin Hashem is accomplished? Right? What do they say? Siog l'chachma shtika. The fence to wisdom is silence. You want to be smart? You know, be quiet. You know, silence is golden. So be quiet and get rich. Okay? There's more gruff ways to say it, but that's an important thing. Talking a lot is not a good thing. Right? Yesh dvarim shimivak shumayadam shalom amram. If there's certain things, if you ask a person not to say it, mod yikso, it's very hard for them not to talk. Person knows a piece of information. They gotta tell 50 people about it. They just gotta tell them. You know? It's hard. Vesh dvarim shahimon us memorasam enakashal of kokach. And there's certain things that not talking about them isn't so hard. A good piece of Lashon Hara is hard to stop talking about. A real good piece of Lashon Hara. That's really hard to stop talking about. You know, something that's not that exciting, it's not that hard to not talk about that. So, Kamuvan, so it's understandable. Shigam nekudazum yisham nefesh. This will all change. Different people like to talk about different things. Kesharam raisel takan sirtson asaf. So if you want to fix up your wantings, he's going to use the fact that not everything you're used to saying, you're going to say. Stop talking so much. You want to talk. It's coming. If you're talking because you want to talk. It's a rutzin. It's not a healthy rutzin. I want to talk so much. So you got to work in general to stop wanting to talk so much. Right? It doesn't mean to say that the only what you think you should say, because the person's going to think you should say everything. He might have, okay, I'm only going to say what I think I need to say. I won't say things I don't think I need to say. That's not going to help. If you make that kind of a Kabbalah, that kind of a acceptance, the whole thing's going to fall away from him. It's doubtful it's going to last even a day. So what do you do? How do you get about talking less and wanting to talk less? You got to go from the other side. That not everything that he wants to say should he say. You know, as the opposite was, I'm only going to say what I have to say. You know, that's going to the extreme. I'm only going to say what I have to say. That means you're not going to talk very much. You're not going to be able to hold on that way. So let's go the other way. Not everything you want to say, you have to say. You want to talk for 8 hours a day. So you don't have to talk for 8 hours a day. You can talk a little less than 8 hours a day. In other words, instead of going from 8 hours to 30 minutes, because only 30 minutes what I need to say, it means for 7.5 hours I'm not going to talk. But I'm used to speaking for all 8 hours. I'm not going to hang on at all. So what you say is not everything that you want to say, you have to say. Kloimer, be'etzem, pachos ha'yoser, essentially, a little more, a little less, kol mashu reitzo lomer, you could say everything you want to say. Generally, keep talking the way you're talking, generally. Now, obviously, we're not talking about Lashon Hara and Averis. Achu margulis atzmo, shelo b'chol pam, shu margish tzarech ledover. But he has to get used to the fact that not every time that you want to speak, You just naturally start speaking. That'll be a little bit of a muzzle to your mouth. Notice you have the rule. I don't have to say everything I want. I'll still talk a lot, but I'm not going to say everything I want to say. Lamushal, for example. Make up twice a day, I'm not going to say what I want to say. The rest of the day I can say everything I want to say. As long as it's not an avera. You blab on the phone to this one, you blab on the phone to this one, you blab, 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 blab. Okay, twice a day I won't blab, blab, blab. I'm going to the store now. Now in the store I won't sit and blab. You got these ladies. This is a blab corner. They're sitting with their carriages for 20 minutes. What are you doing? Okay, let's dumb them lakavskos. Some of them are helping people in crises. Okay? But I don't think it's every one of them. Right? You're going into shop. In shop. Okay, I'm not saying somebody, you want to meet someone, talk to somebody, you want to make it a little enjoyable. But not everything you have to say. It's okay. I'm going today to Sobeys. I'm not going to blab in Sobeys. That's it. Okay, that's one time in the morning, and then one time at night, I'm not going to blab. That's just twice. That's all. Eilu dvarim hu lo yomar. So what are the things I'm not going to talk about? Right? Im osam dvarim shu margish shebein ko v'ko lo kol kach bor lo lamrim. Which ones you're not going to say? The things that aren't that important, that you feel are so important to say. Right? The really juicy piece of information that's not Lashon Hara, this information that's not Lashon Hara, right? Let's say when the guys robbed the jewelry store and they were over there, what did you have to talk about it for? It's just not, so therefore what? Were you one of them who were hostage? Was it your mishpacha? but Bill, talk about it. Why? What did it gain? If you had a kid who's going to walk to the neighbor on Rodeo, you tell him, okay, don't go there, it's dangerous, there's a reason. But that's schmoozing. What do you have to talk about it for? That's not even Lashon Hara, but what do you have to talk about? It's better than that. But it's a wanting to talk. A person wants to talk. So you have better things to do with your time than just wanting to talk. Things that are not of any value. Right? I'm not saying if you felt it was a value in this and that, but if you lived three, four blocks away, you had nothing to do with it. Especially the day later, they already caught the guys. Finished. And still talking about it. Talking about the whole Shabbos. People talking about it. What do you talk about it for? So now, is that something? I gotta say it. It's like so great. Okay, so we won't attack that one. We'll attack a different one. In other words, make up you're not gonna talk about the thing you don't really want to talk about that much. So twice a day, I won't talk about nonsense. And of those two, I'll make sure to pick the things that I least want to talk about. I would have done it anyway, even if I don't want to talk about so much. So pick a small amount and something that's not so hard to say no to. And that's the beginning of that process. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. It's very, very good ideas he's giving us here.